hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised, we have a full show for you. It's show number 2 here in Grenada, as far as our Get Down in Grenada adventure. A lot of stuff happened since last week's broadcast, and you're going to hear some really cool things about the Bianca Sea, about the chocolate factory, about us finding a mermaid here in Grenada to bring back to the States for the DEMA show. We're working on that. But first, we got to thank our friend Jericho from the local radio station. He does a morning show here in Grenada, and he had us on as his guests. What do you think, ladies? Did that go pretty well, Tony?
I think it went wonderful.
Yeah, we got welcomed with open arms, and we bonded. It was that radio thing. He wanted my job. I wanted his job to live in paradise. You know, we had a good gig, and we got to thank Jericho. He's going to hang out with us and have some rocket fuel in one of the events later on this week. But you're going to hear about that here in just a bit. Now, we are at Dive Grenada. Phil is the guy behind this operation, the ultimate dive package. The ultimate dive destination. What is it, Phil?
Basically, we're calling ourselves Grenada's Ultimate Dive Resort. It's us, Dive Grenada, with the flamboyant hotel and villas. We've decided to package ourselves together because I looked over my shoulder, saw a fantastic hotel, yeah, with every amenity that any diver would ever want. I looked inwardly to myself and said, hey, we've got a good small little operation going here, which everybody loves, those small boats, small people, uncrowded diving. So we decided to team up and brand ourselves as Grenada's Ultimate Dive Resort.
Yeah, and you know, we dove with them, and that's a pretty it's pretty tall billing, the Ultimate Dive Resort. But I got to tell you, after what we experienced on our dives, what do you think, Lacey? I think it was pretty much ultimate, wasn't it?
Ultimate is the perfect word to describe it, definitely.
Yeah, the diving was amazing, and we're actually going to take some pictures up at the hotel. We've already taken the tour, and it is quite remarkable. The views you have here at the Flamboyant Hotel next to Dive Grenada is quite impressive, if not the ultimate.
Absolutely, and I'm going to challenge the world to who's got the best shop front of a dive shop or any business in the world, and I think I'm probably going to be up there in the top three, you know. So that's why we look very closely to say when we actually called ourselves the Ultimate, that's a tall order. Yeah, so we actually looked very closely at what we offer, what the Flamboyant Hotel and Villas offer, and we actually couldn't find anything that we'd really like to improve too much. We're always on the look for making things a little bit better, but we do have the whole package for every scuba diver that wants to come to Grenada.
Yeah, now we brought our Scuba Radio Mermaids. That was like a slight upgrade, maybe. Maybe that's something you can incorporate into the Ultimate Dive Resort.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to leave them behind when you take off this week, that would be a great asset, yeah.
I don't know. Leah, are you okay with being left behind here at the Flamboyant Hotel and Dive Grenada?
I'm okay with it. Amazing diving, amazing people. I'm a happy camper.
All right, we got one taker. Any more ladies?
Me.
Okay. I basically are going to have to recruit a new pod.
I think you're just going to have to find some new mermaids when you get home.
No doubt. Well, or maybe we just have to bring some from Grenada and have like an exchange. It's like a mermaid exchange program.
Yep. What an excellent idea, hey? Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, Phil is also the president of the Dive Association. We're going to talk a little bit about the hat he wears in that regard. But you have your friend here from the Flamboyant Hotel, right?
Absolutely. It's Rona Silvestre. She's here. Very, very proactive member, part of the Flamboyant Hotel and Villas thing. And, you know, we couldn't survive as the ultimate dive resort without the great backup team that we have from the hotel.
Now, tell us a little bit about the hotel there.
The Flamboyant Hotel consists of 67 accommodations. We're consisting of
Superior Studios, standard hotel rooms, and deluxe hotel rooms. Most of our accommodations comes with full kitchen, so one has options in that they can do their own cooking as well as they can eat in our restaurants. We have two restaurants, the Beachside Bistro and the Beachside Terrace. The restaurant opens for breakfast from 6 in the morning till 10, and dinner starts from 6:30 until 10. Lunch is from 12 to 3, and you can get snacks all day from 11 until 3 a.m.
Now, what about this view that you have here with the rooms? I mean, did you guys scope this out many, many years ago, and that's why you're in such a premium spot here in Grenada, or what?
Well, the Flamboyant Hotel was born at least 21 years ago. We acquired the property. At the time, it was only 9 little villas, and we saw the potential in the view. In fact, it is one of the hotels that's sitting on the best view on the entire island, and this was our greatest selling point, so we capitalized on it and used it to our best advantage.
Yeah, well, I can see why. I mean, it is. When you just look up from the dive shop, from Dive Grenada, up at the Flamboyant Hotel in the rooms, it looks like all of them have pretty much an ultimate ocean view that would be hard to beat. I don't care what island you're on. That is a pretty amazing scene you have overlooking the bay here, which is, what's the name of this bay?
This bay is the Grandens Bay.
Grandens Bay.
And basically at the end of the Grandens Bay, which is 3 miles long.
3 miles long. You have an amazing beach. I mean, this is like Travel Channel stuff, wouldn't you think, Tony? You would enjoy yourself just hanging out on the beach if they didn't have any of this other stuff to distract you, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, I'd be happy. As long as I had a towel or a blanket, I'll stay right there.
Good deal. Now, and as far as the price range for the hotel, what are we looking at?
Price range from 100 U.S. onwards to about $285 US, and that's in the off season. In season, just a little more, but it is very affordable to anyone, the average person.
Yeah, and they got kitchenettes, the whole thing, and like I said, the view. Wow, hard to beat for sure. Phil.
Yeah, also what we've got to remember is we do some phenomenal dive and stay packages with the Grenada Ultimate Dive Resort. So, you know, just look at GrenadaUltimateDiveResort.com, and we have the packages which are inclusive of diving and the room, which includes free full breakfast as well, and they are all at reduced rates. As a package rate, unbeatable. We've looked at other places, and again, that's another reason why we think we are the ultimate.
Now, that website again is
GrenadasUltimateDiveResort.com.
Okay, excellent. Now, Phil also wears this hat as the president of the Dive Association in Grenada, which I imagine can be a challenge at times, bringing everybody together, you know, with the same goal in mind, which is to promote both Grenada and Carriacou, and even some of the dive sites, I guess, on Pity Martinique, even though I don't guess there's a dive operation on that island at the moment. But that's what you have to do, right?
Absolutely. You know, it is a big challenge. You know, everybody has their own ideas on how things should run, and I see myself as president as bringing everybody's ideas together for the common goal, basically.
Do you think you're the ultimate dive association president?
I'm
going to give you that title, Phil. Okay, why not? You guys back me up on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's only a term that other people can use.
Yes, well, exactly. Well, I'm willing to give it to you because you guys have done a phenomenal job to host our crew, both the Mermaids, myself, and, of course, Pup the Scuba Cowboy. We've been having a phenomenal time here on Grenada and Carriacou, and I know a lot of that has to do with how the associations run and bringing everybody together with the same goal in mind, which is to basically share the love of what you guys have here and bring more people here to experience what you have in Grenada and Carriacou, right?
Absolutely, and I think a lot of places lose the passion. Yeah, and Grenada and the dive operators and dive shop owners still have that passion. So, yes, we have to run a business. Yeah, we have to stay viable. But the whole thing about it is that we are very passionate about what Grenada has to offer. And what I have to say is Grenada has it all. You try and combine anywhere else in the world that has the underwater sculpture park, the Bianca Sea, the wreck diving, pristine reefs, drift dives, wall dives, and world-class dives. I can't think of anything else I can stick in there.
You know? Yeah, maybe a mermaid or two, and we're working on that.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
But you know, the thing is that when you're promoting a destination like this, it is important to bring everybody together with that common goal because they have a tendency to kind of focus on their one resort. And really, the mission is to promote the islands as a whole and get it out to everybody in the state so they can experience what we've been doing here with you folks. And that's kind of how you got into this gig, right? You, I mean, let's talk about this story, because this is pretty, I hear this a lot, but it seemed like it really registered for you when you bought this destination, or bought this bought the Ultimate Dive Resort a few years ago, right?
Absolutely. I'd had a big career with the Royal Navy in England and decided to go on my travels, and been to Grenada a couple of times before, fell in love with it the first time. Second time, fell in love with it even more. And then I came back here and spent 6 months here. And basically, there is no way I was ever going to leave. And I had to do something. And then I was very, very fortunate that Dive Grenada came up for sale. I bought it, and the rest is history. And really, to all the listeners out there, I wouldn't do this job anywhere else in the Caribbean. We really do have such a magical presence here in Grenada. And as you said, it's the product that sells. It sells itself. You know, and we're just a support act to actually take people out there diving and showing the natural wonders that Grenada has to offer.
Yeah, and you know, you just got your marine protected area in Carriacou. I know it's been in the works for a while, and they just got their designation. Is there something in the works here too, or it's already a park over there by the Sculptor Park, or what?
Okay, it's been legislated since 2001, but it's never been enforced. As from next Sunday, September the 5th, we are launching our marine protected area in Grenada. So that goes along with the whole package, that even though we've had it hasn't been enforced, we now have a warden, we have a patrol boat that will be out 7 days a week, and it has all the trappings of a good marine protected area. As far as I'm concerned, yes, you know, like anything that you do, we want to make sure that we're actually going to be looked at as best practice. Yeah. So eventually people will come to us and say, God, that really works well. How did you do it?
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, you got to protect your investment for sure, and that's what they're doing here as part of the Dive Association. Now, that Sculptor Park that we've dove now, I dove it last time I was here too, which is a pretty unique project. I know that's something you hold close to your heart.
Absolutely. After Jason, a good friend of mine who put the original sculptures in, it was left to sort of go into disrepair. So I decided that there is no way that I want that to happen. So I spoke with the Grenada Board of Tourism. They gave me their blessing. So I manage an action group that actually looking at all the re-engineering of what was already there, making sure that it's actually improved upon. And the big thing is the development. So I've already found one sculptor on island. Who's already put one down, and now what we're doing is actually we're helping a local guy, a guy called Troy, to actually come along, and we're going to have an Amerit Indian theme. Already we've done 18 new sculptures for the Amerit Indian theme. So it's all to do with the folklore, something very unique, something that isn't anywhere else in the world. So not only do we have all the diving stuff, we have this very unique, quirky underwater sculpture park, which is developing. So if you come this year, guess what? Next year you can come and see something added to, changed to, and it will always go on developing as far as I'm leading the action group.
Excellent. And it's a great dive site. We saw eels, octopus, seahorses. I mean, it's an amazing site on top of the fact that they have these unique underwater structures and sculptures. Thank you so much, Phil. We got more to do. We got to recruit a mermaid from Grenada. Are you willing to help me with this?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm sure we can find one for you somewhere.
Grenada's Ultimate Dive Resort.com. All right, more coming up from Grenada. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
I've got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, we are down at the Atlantis Bar. The mermaids are on display. Pup Morris, the scuba cowboy, is playing the scuba radio song, entertaining the local Grenadians. Now, one of those folks is Andrew. Now, we went diving with him this morning. Andrew, welcome to Scuba Radio, or I should say, thank you for having us.
Thank you for welcoming me on this show.
Yeah, no worries, man. Now, Grenada, beautiful dive place. And what sites did we dive to? Well, of course, we did the Bianca Sea, the world-famous Bianca Sea wreck site here in Grenada, the most popular wreck site in Grenada, if not one of the more popular wreck sites in the entire Caribbean, right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, the Bianca Sea, Titanic of the Caribbean. We dived out this morning first, and it was a wonderful dive, wasn't it? I mean, I think you'll agree with me.
Yes, absolutely. Now, it was the second time I've dove that site, but it is an amazing wreck. You definitely need to mark it off the list or visit it several times, for sure. I actually, we're hoping to get another dive on the Bianca Sea before we, you know, leave the islands here. But Devotion to Ocean is your dive operation, right?
That's the one, Devotion to Ocean.
Yeah, and by the way, Andrew is not only a great dive guide, and I assume you're a dive instructor, right?
I am, yep. IDC staff instructor.
Yeah, IDC staff instructor. Okay, look, we've been having some rum punches, and they mix them pretty potent here at the Aquarius bar. La Serena, by the way, which means the mermaid in Italian, I think, or something. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, the mermaid in Italian. So.
Yeah, see, I learned that last time I was here. It's one of the few things I remembered from my last trip to Grenada. However, he is not only a dive instructor, he is also a famous cook. He fed our mermaids and our crew today some real nice lunch, and you cooked up that chicken, and it was pretty tasty.
Well, I like to say I have more than one talent, but I'll leave it to everybody else's discretion to say if it's talent or otherwise.
Now, he's also the singing dive instructor, is that right? Soca singing. Soca something? Soca King.
Soca
Grenada.
Soca Sterling. Yeah, well, I'm the white boy of the Calypso and Soca world here. So.
Yeah, but he said, don't ask me to sing, so I'm not going to put him on the spot here, but maybe next time when we come to Grenada, we're going to orchestrate some kind of performance here from dive instructor Andrew there from Devotion to Ocean. Feel free to ask him to sing for you during the surface. You entertain your dive folks that way when they come visit you here in Grenada, don't you? Serenade them?
Singing is probably one thing that they don't need to hear me sing, to be honest with you. I think they've had enough torture for, you know.
That's not true. I know it's not true. I've heard other people say, you've got to get Andrew to sing. This guy can do it. He has it going on. He make the scuba cowboys sound bad.
I think the difference between that and me is I think the originality of the music coming from, a white guy. Let's face it. You know? Let's face it.
Yeah, well, it's all good, though. I mean, it's good. You know, you got to have fun. It's just one of the things, I guess, you do to distract yourself on surface intervals here in Grenada. Is that right?
Exactly. I mean, it's something for me that's always been fun to do. I've enjoyed competing in the local Soccer Monarch competition, Groovy Monarch, every year. And I mean, aside from diving, which is my passion, I love to throw a line in the water, and I love to sing, too. And, you know, if I can entertain people singing, then happy days. So.
Oh, we got the singing cowboy, or the scuba cowboy. Now we found the singing soca dancer dive instructor at Devotion to Ocean here in Grenada. So you can find them. What's the website for your particular dive operation here in Grenada?
Well, as luck would have it, www.devotion2, as in number two, so devotion2ocean.com. But there's no website for Soca Sterling as yet, but we're working on it.
Yeah, working on it. Just Google them. I'm sure it'll come up on YouTube or something, right? There's something up there, isn't there?
Something, yeah. It's always one of those things, you know, you got to try and avoid doing as many of those website publicity things as possible.
Yeah, I know that. I know what you mean. Just do a little search on Scuba Radio and you'll hear what I'm talking about. But it's all good. It's all about having fun, isn't it?
Well, me and the scuba cowboy for sure should definitely get together, do a little bit of soca music mixed with a little, what type of music do we call this? Country, a little...
Trop-a-Ribbian or something he calls it. He has a little, he's coined a special, we're going to find out. I don't know what the hell he calls it, but it's all good.
We should do something for sure, definitely. Put it out on the scuba rodeo and we'll work it.
Absolutely. So, Andrew, how did you get involved here in Grenada? Obviously, you're not a local Grenadian. Was it the soca music that brought you here, or was it the diving?
Sadly, not the soca music. That was something that something that you have to, an acquired taste, I think. No, definitely the diving. I came here in 1998. It was my first year to Grenada as a tourist. I loved it, loved the island.
And just decided to stay. Very nice. DevotionToOcean.com. Check them out on the web, and we got more coming up from Grenada next.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Okay, it's the day after. We've had our little party there at the aquarium restaurant. As you can hear, it was quite an adventure. And trust me, there were some things that happened after that little recorded segment that we'll have to leave off the air. But let's just leave it at this with Mermaid Tony saying that the rum punch is quite potent. It's of high quality here in Grenada, is it not, Tony?
It definitely is, and it kind of bites you if you're not too careful.
Yes, it has that little shark bite to it, but it's good. It's tasty and a little dangerous at the same time. But here we are at True Blue Bay Resort. We're hanging out at the, this is the Dodgy Dock, right?
Yes, that's the Dodgy Dock, yeah.
Dodgy Dock, famous little restaurant right by True Blue Resort, which is obviously the home base of Aquanauts Grenada. Their dive shop's adjacent to the Dodgy Dock and the resort here. And we have Peter and Glenda from Aquanauts Grenada, our host at this particular point in time. We're saving, I don't know, I don't want to say the best for last, but let's be real, it is, right?
Okay. Well, I'm biased. I can't say much to that.
Yes. Well, I've hung out with Peter and Glenda before here in Grenada, and honestly, let's give props where props are due, and that is Peter and Glenda were the ones who brought Scuba Radio to the islands in the first place last year, and were nice enough to kind of open it up and say, hey, come on out here, see some of our friends here in the dive community here in Grenada and Carriacou, and let's spread the joy and tell the world what we have here with these two beautiful islands. Right, Peter?
Yes, Greg, you're completely right about this, and it was, I'm really proud to say, I think the biggest event that the diving industry in Grenada had organized all together. Everybody had so much fun. You know, the feedback is incredible, and everybody wants you to come back as soon as possible.
Yes, it has been with, oh yeah, only if I bring the mermaids, right. Yeah, last time we were here, that was pretty much said by Peter and Glenda. They said, okay, you can come back, but you have to bring more mermaids. So we brought four, and it has been quite a hit, and it's lent itself to recruiting more to represent Grenada. So in the next day or so, and you're going to hear about this later on in the show, we're actually doing a little contest to find a mermaid here in Grenada to represent the islands, possibly at the DEMA show, or just, you know, just give them a crown for a year as a Scuba Radio mermaid. So that's coming up a little bit later on, more with Aquanauts Grenada and their new resort, La Source, that they're working with next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Well, Joe, he's all smiles and fun till we get out on the sea. About the time the waves start rocking is the time his face turns green. Even when the weather's nice, no matter how smooth the ride, you'll always find my buddy Joe hanging off the side. So I said, Joe, while you're busy getting sick and heaving on the crew. I wanted you to know that I appreciate you too. I know that you get seasick, but I'm sure glad you come. You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
That's right.
Yep, thank you, Pop.
You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
Yeah, it was nice. No, the Flatcom sees here in Grenada, no problem.
Somebody's got to feed the little
fish. Well, there was a little fish feeding going on, but it wasn't me. And we'll just leave it at that. So I was nobody's chum. But, you know, it was the reason was is that we've had amazing conditions here in Grenada and Carriacou. We're sitting with Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada. Now, they obviously work with True Blue Bay Resort and the Dodgy Dock. They're adjacent to this property here in Grenada. But they're also working with a new resort. Well, for them, I should say. They've been around for a while. But this is quite a place. La Source. Tell me about it there, Galinda.
Well, La Source is an all-inclusive resort. It's with lots of activities included in the program and the packages, and also diving is included. And they now decided that they have to outsource their diving product, and we're going to be their new dive operator.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like an all-inclusive resort where you just come there, you pay one flat fee that includes your diving and with Aquanauts Grenada and food and drinks and the use of the facilities. I mean, it's just like one thing after another. They have like archery and volleyball,
golfing, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they have a 9-hole golf course right there on the property, and the beach and the pool. I would say out of all the properties we've seen so far, definitely the bar was pretty high raised pretty high on this one, wasn't it, Tony?
It was absolutely gorgeous. I'd love to stay there sometime, but they invited us in and they gave us opportunity to hang out in their pool all day, any activities we wanted to do. They fed us a wonderful 4-course meal, lots of wine. But all-inclusive is nice because then you don't have to worry about your bar tabs throughout the week.
Exactly. The service was keen, and that's why they only had us there one night. Right, Peter?
Yes, it was definitely a beautiful evening there, and everybody enjoyed the mermaids at the resort. And we were really very happy, you know, that this finally came together, and we basically add another type of resort to our portfolio. So we have our True Blue Bay Resort here, which is our home base, and this is the Diver Dedicated Resort here on the island. It's just the perfect location. You fall from your room either on the dive boat or on the bar. Two swimming pools there, and, you know, it's just great if you dive. Diving is like really the main purpose of your vacation. And then we have the beautiful all-inclusive now at La Source, where, you know, it's like the spa type of resort. So you get pampered all around, etc., and lots of other activities.
Yeah, is there a way to combine those two? Because I like to be pampered, but I like to be diving a lot, too.
That's what we are aiming at. We're going to combine it, you know, with diving. We're going to have 3 dives a day there. And we are thinking of, because it's a wellness resort and it offers yoga courses as well, so we're going to have some scuba yoga going on there.
Scuba yoga, underwater yoga. This could be fun. This could be quite fun. It might warrant another trip back to the Spice Island for sure to experience that little adventure. AquanautsGrenada.com. You can go there, check out information, obviously, on the diving that they offer here in Grenada with Aquanauts, and, of course, True Blue Bay Resort and the La Source. And Peter and Galinda, thank you so much. We got more stuff to see, more stuff to talk about, including recruiting a new Scuba Radio mermaid right here from Grenada.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, "What color?" Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs, the way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gurnards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to DiscoverDominica.com for more info. That's DiscoverDominica.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. and you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 178. To a squid, getting good ink may or may not be the same as getting their picture in a dive magazine.
You've got to be kidding.
If it comes up in the conversation, just smile like you know what they mean, but don't look them in the eyes.
Why?
Unless you're ready to get your freak on.
Because we like you.
Yeah. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio today, we have Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
It's going great, Greg.
You guys getting a lot of calls on that new Dan emergency hotline number?
Yep. Most folks have switched right on over to the new number.
What's it like to call the Dan hotline?
Hopefully, it's an easy, reassuring, responsive, and helpful experience.
What exactly happens when you call?
Well, it depends on the situation. Sometimes we're able to make an immediate recommendation, and sometimes we need to call you back and arrange for assistance. So I guess you could say at the very least, you can expect to be asked for your name, a callback number, and a description of your situation.
What kind of stuff helps you guys do your job better?
What helps us help you?
Exactly.
Information. The more information you can provide us on what's going on at your end, the better. If you have information on the dive profile, great. If you know how to take a patient's vital signs, go ahead and do it, as they can be invaluable for medical professionals. If you know anything about the patient's health, if he's taking medications, or has a particular health concern, for example, that's great to know too.
What if you don't know all that stuff?
Basic health histories and some of the emergency contact information should all be part of the diver's emergency assistance plan.
Aha! That's why you recommend we put those together.
There is a method to the madness.
What else can we do?
It's easier said than done, but try to stay as calm as possible. Remember that as soon as someone picks up the phone at Dan, you've connected with an expert who will get you the resources and help you need.
Okay, can I clarify a few points to help divers at home?
Absolutely.
If it's a life-threatening emergency, who do I call first?
Call 911, and then call Dan.
What is the new Dan emergency hotline number?
It's 1-919-684-9111.
Ah, I see what you did with the 911 plus another one thing.
We're crafty that way.
When can you call Dan?
24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Why can you call Dan?
Because you need emergency assistance for a diving or travel-related emergency.
What if I forget to renew my dive insurance and I'm leaving on a trip in the morning? Is that an emergency?
Not one for the hotline, but luckily, we've got a website that operates 24 hours a day, too.
The Dan Emergency Hotline is always there when you need it, but take a little time to help them help you. Gather emergency contact and health information before you even leave for the dive. And if an emergency does occur, stay calm and provide Dan with as much information as you can. But if all you can do is dial, then dial the phone and know it's enough. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back in Grenada after a day of adventure. You know, we fast-forwarded literally about 12 hours, and we've done a lifetime of things here in Grenada since our last little recorded segment. Now, what was so cool... If we go in chronological order, we hopped in a bus with our escort, Roger, and he took us for a little tour around the island. Now, Mermaid Tony's with me, and And reflecting back on this day's events, what do you remember?
I remember that it's been a very long day.
It was a long day, but it was a good day.
It was a very good day. I remember breakfast, and then I remember a photo shoot with Aquanauts, and then I remember there was waterfalls and rum and chocolate, oh my, and a great lunch and everything. And then we got back, and it was time to get ready.
That's right. You know, yeah, and not to fast forward through everything, but we did a little mermaid shoot there at some waterfalls that were really good. It'll be a part of the Scuba Radio song video that the Scuba Cowboy is recorded and we're producing here in Grenada. But then we went to the chocolate factory here in Grenada, which supplies like 60% of the world's chocolate, or a third of the world's chocolate, and a lot of the chocolate for Switzerland. You know, Swiss chocolate. It was good stuff, wasn't it?
It was amazing stuff. And the incredible thing is, it's out of a guy's house. It's the tiniest little factory you've ever seen for some of the best chocolate you've ever tasted in the world.
Yeah, and their Oompa Loompas are about twice the size here in Grenada. They do have them, but they're literally double in size. But they have them at the Grenada Chocolate Factory. World-class dark chocolate you can get here. And it's the great souvenir. It's the thing to get for your loved ones back home when you travel to a place like Grenada and you want to score some brownie points with those people back home that didn't get to come with you. You take them chocolate back and you're good to go.
Well, personally, I just ate it all. I didn't bring back any for anybody. So, sorry, guys, at home.
Yeah, we ate it. We ate it all. But from then, we had a little lunch there at the Plantation Estate, or what estate was that?
It was the Belmont Estate.
Yes, the Belmont Estate, where they grow all their own food right there, and they have this really nice restaurant. And then from there, we went to the rum distillery. Yes, River Rum Distillery, and we had a sample, and oh my God.
Oh my God is right, but not in the way everyone thinks it is.
What do you mean? What do you think they're thinking?
Painful. Ow.
Yeah, it was hurtful, but it was good. It was a good kind of hurt.
It was a good kind of hurt because it was 75% alcohol.
Yes, you can't travel with this stuff on the planes because it's too flammable or something. And probably not really something you should drink on a regular basis. But every now and then when you're on vacation in Grenada, what the heck, right?
Sure, why not? I think Pup the Scuba Cowboy was complaining about a possible hole in his intestines from this.
Yes, but that's what you do when you're not diving and you're hanging out with your fellow divers. You're trying to, you know, burn holes in your intestine.
Trying to kill each other.
Yeah, no, that's what. But it's just a whole part of the whole bonding process. And you can go through this whole rum distillery tour there at the River Rum Factory here in Grenada. It's quite an adventure to do on your surface interval when you're not doing any diving. Now, we've ended up at the True Blue Bay Resort and the Dodgy Dock, and that's where the real party for our whole adventure has culminated, because we've been looking for a Grenada mermaid, and we have just crowned the new Scuba Radio mermaid for a year here in Grenada. And Tony, you were one of the judges. I was like the master of ceremonies to kind of keep things going along and working through this process. You were one of five judges as part of this event. Was it a unanimous decision on who won Miss Grenada Mermaid or what?
It was unanimous, and it was actually unanimous plus a couple people that felt the need to come over and tell us while we were trying to decide in our own private little corner their thoughts on the idea on who should be the new Miss Grenada Mermaid.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to tell you who it is. And not only that, we're going to talk to her. Yes, Miss Grenada Scuba Radio Mermaid 2010 coming up next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Radio. Scuba Radio.
Yes, it is a party here in Grenada. We're at the Dodgy Dock, one of the hot spots here on the Spice Island. And we've just completed the Miss Grenada Mermaid 2010 contest. That was really our overall mission here while we were visiting Grenada. It was to crown a Scuba Radio Mermaid for a year to represent the island, not only on the island, but who knows? I mean, she might show up at DEMA. We're working out some plans to make her travel the world. And, we had eight contestants here from the island, and we put them through a whole hazing ceremony, asked them questions about diving. What's the most popular question mermaids get? They got it, which was, hey, how do you pee in that thing? Hey, you know, that's just what happens. And they all seemed to get that, well, at least eventually, didn't they?
I still don't agree that was the right answer, but they did eventually get it. At least they got the sense of humor behind it, which is good.
Absolutely. Now, our winner was Charlene, and she works at Aquanauts Grenada with Peter and Galinda. And, I knew coming into this competition that I said, hey, we got to get Charlene on this. I was here last time in December. She would be a great Scuba Radio Mermaid, and lo and behold, she entered the contest and came away with the gold. Charlene, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, not only did she represent well for the island of Grenada, but she was also the most mature mermaid of the entrance, and that's a good thing, don't you think?
Oh, yes, very much so.
I mean, coming into this, do you think you had a shot? Did you feel that you might pull this thing out, or did you think the odds were against you?
I thought the odds were against me when I saw all the little young girls, you know, with all the flowing blonde and brunette hair. But, you know, wonders cease, you know, to happen.
Yes. Now, Charlene is like a triathlete. She's a super bodybuilder, maniac, animal workout king here in Grenada.
Basically, she looks incredible.
Yes. She will represent the island very well. And what do you think put you over the top? What attributes do you have as a mermaid that you think makes you a good representative for Grenada in that, that mermaid thing?
I guess, well, there's a few things. I guess, one, my personality.
Yes, she has a great personality.
And physique. Plus, I know, you know, I dive. I'm familiar, I'm comfortable in the water. I'm familiar with, you know, being in there.
She's the guy that Peter and Galindo rely on to run the Operation Aquanauts Grenada, right?
You can say that again.
Yeah, absolutely. See, she's like the Mermaid Tony version of Grenada, right?
I have no comment.
Yes. Shapely, smart, and just downright fun to hang around. And Charlene, who knows? We may bring her to DEMA. We'll see. We're working out some plans, but Charlene is going to represent Scuba Radio in Grenada for the next year as the official mermaid here in Grenada. All right, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. More to talk about, more places to visit, more things to share with you. Stick around. We're just getting started here from the Spice Island.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.